Hello, everybody. Today, Rest for the Heart is all about our innermost being. Yes, our heart, what makes us tick. You see, God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He's always looking at the heart. He said about David, "He's a man after my own heart." Don't you want to be like that? Well, God says that He renews the heart. He wants to give us the greatest gift of all, forgiveness and a brand new heart. So listen to these words, take them in, and understand that He's the one that can do that amazing miracle. It's by the power of the Spirit alone that we change. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is extremely sick. Who can understand it fully and know its secret motives? So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far away from me. The seed that falls into the weeds represents the hearts of those who hear the word of God, but their growth is quickly choked off by their own anxious cares, the riches of this world, and the fleeting pleasures of this life. This is why they never become mature and fruitful. For where your treasure is, your heart, your wishes, your desires, that on which you center your life will be also. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear and worship the Lord your God with awe-filled reverence and profound respect, to walk, that is, to live each and every day in all His ways, and to love Him and to serve the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, your choices, your thoughts, your whole being. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their hearts will I write it. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. I will put my instructions deep within them, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn hearts and give you a tender, responsive heart. So anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my firm, immovable rock and my Redeemer.